Good morning. The scripture reading this morning is from Revelation. The book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, is, to quote Winston Churchill, a mystery wrapped in an enigma. It is so rooted in the experience, history, culture, and context of the author that it will never be fully understood. This is a book of a spiritual vision that we are in constant dialogue with. Today's passage is the writer's ultimate goal, the proclamation of God's ultimate wish for the world, where death and mourning and crying will be no more. Behold, I make all things new, is our invitation to participate with God in the healing of the wounds of our community, city, country, and world. The church is to be that new place where mourners are comforted, and the wounded are healed. Please join me in prayer. O God, as these words are read in our hearts, may we feel your presence. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life."